This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean being part of the conversation. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time, working with me, because you don't really work with me. Even though I say work with me, people, you don't really work with me, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you could do up there on the website. As you can tell, I'm having a field day with new software. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. And hey, stay with us. I got a lot going on. We got a lot. I mean, I got a lot I'm going to talk about tonight. I do appreciate the stories you guys said. I can't keep up with them, though. If you saw my screen, if I could share the screen with you, I don't want to, but if I could, you'd see how much stuff I have open. You guys send me stuff all day long. I try to go through it because I want to be, you know, let you know I'm reading your stuff anyway. Whether I get to it or not, it's a whole different story. It's always a challenge, we'll say. Well, you know, we've been hearing, and we heard this when Trump was running. When Trump was running on the primary, we constantly heard, and you know, Tiki should be up too. So I'll give them. Oh, there it is. I see it. And Trump, God bless him. In the primary, he was told, we were told how poorly he was doing, how bad it was. He was never going to take the nomination. People were never going to vote for him. He had no chance to make it. And he did a great job of getting the 16 or 17 or 107, however many were running with him, giving them the, run for their money, drawing their attention so they really didn't deal with the issues. They dealt with him. So Trump, he has pulled ahead for real. Not one of these phony polls, not one of these fake polls, but for real. You know, we found out the other day that when you listen to CBS, NBC, some of these other companies that come out with these polls, it's all about how they ask the questions. Right? It's all about how they make it, how they... lay it out to people. So in a Rasmussen poll, and this was just released this morning, Trump held a 4-point lead over the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Of the 1,000 likely voters, now they weren't 980 Republicans. This is what some of the other polls do. You know, they've got to poll 2-1 Democrats to get the answers they're looking for. In the Rasmussen poll that came out this morning, Trump held a 4-point lead over Hillary Clinton. Now, they took 1,000 likely voters. They surveyed the presumptive Republican nominee. He went over 43% of the support, compared with Clinton's 39%. Now, the margin, the margin of error was plus or minus 3 percentage points percentage points. God, the mouth is not working. The poll was a combined phone and online survey. But again, at least you're getting a full... they're asking the question in such a fashion where you're not backing somebody into a corner. It's not all Democrats. It's not all Republicans. Now, the poll in the first, the poll is the first at which Trump has led Clinton since mid-May, when Trump held a 2-point lead in the ABC News Washington Post poll. The Rasmussen poll breaks a streak of 22 consecutive polls that Clinton has topped Trump in. Now, in the Real Clear Politics average, he's ahead by 4 points. Clinton's ahead by 9 points. And again, the reason for that is when you're starting to average, when you average out all these polls that aren't quite being honest or being true or being fair, it's easy to skew the numbers. It's easy to get people to start getting worried about whether he's going to make it or not, or whether he's going to do it or not. I don't think it's right. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right? I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, I've got a lot of crazy stories I'm going to do tonight. And then Michael Hausman will join me later on in the show, as he does every week. I wouldn't even know what to call this guy, girl, person. The girls complaining after a non-binary. Now that means where you don't, I guess you don't, I have to look that up. That means you don't identify with the gender you were born with.
You don't conform to one.
Oh, I'm a whatever. Wow. Well, that's cool, though. I mean, really, things should be fluid and open and... Yeah, whatever. I know you're not. I wouldn't buy it either. They're very upset because he, the non-binary person, was crowned prom queen. Can you believe this? I mean, and they wonder why these young people are having such a hard time with this. So the non-binary boy. Well, if you're not, they confusing me. If you're non-binary, you don't adhere to anything. So how could you be a boy? All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Please answer the question.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. And in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we were talking about the gender non-binary young person. I mean, like I said, how can you, if you don't identify with either one of the genders or any of the 56 genders as they have on Facebook, how can they say a boy? So, but I'll follow the story. A non-binary boy being crowned prom queen has ruffled some feathers at a New York City high school. Now, Matthew Chrisom, who identifies as neither male nor female, was named this year's prom queen at Fiorello LaGuardia High School in New York City. Now, the school that inspired the 1980s movie and television series Fame. He says, I've always struggled with social anxiety and reaching for things I really want, the 18-year-old told a local news source. Being prom queen was the first time I stepped out of my comfort zone and proved to myself that I have courage, I have strength, I have confidence, you have an issue. I'm sorry. Look, I'm okay. I wouldn't even say I'm okay. I guess I can understand and work with transgender people. They feel, they're trapped in the wrong body or whatever that whole thing is. I get the gay and lesbian lifestyle. I get all this. But when you start getting into where I'm neither male nor female. I'm no gender whatsoever. I apologize. But wouldn't that be gender fluidity?
Yeah, they say that's,
so now we have six or seven terms for the same darn thing. Because I can't even understand the single terms for some of this stuff. Now they're going to give me three or four. They're screwing with me. That's what it is. They know I get annoyed by it. So they're just playing with me. That's what it is. I don't even know what to do. Because I know I'm going to get the nasties. Oh, you make them feel bad. Well, I should make them feel bad. Pick a lane and get in it. You know what I'm saying? God. When you go to the doctor, when they have to do examinations, when they're looking for stuff, right? What do you say? I don't know. I'm moving between. Because whether you want to hear it or not, whether you care or not, I love these people. So there's no difference. Yes, there is. Because the doctors have to look at you differently. They have to look at things differently. They check for different things in men and women. In the different, what do you want to call it? Species A, species B? What are we going to change this all to? Yeah, I know. I've already started, right? I like that show, Fame. Now they're going to ruin a high school. I've always struggled with social anxiety. Well, didn't we all? Reaching for things I really want. Well, work harder at it. I mean, it's just like that story we did yesterday, where they dumbed things down. Right? What was the homeschoolers? They dumped things down for the public school kids, but the homeschoolers, they kept the bar high. Gee, I wonder why they did that. Let's keep dumbing it down so the kids don't feel so bad. That's it. We're over. We're going to call it quits. But a boy was also named prom king of a school, and female classmates complain on social media that women were shut out of the tradition. I hope that, boy, what a deal they're in now, huh? The whole women's rights, we need the first woman president. Now we can't even have a prom queen that's a woman. There was no female representation at that school at the award ceremony. Boy, are they in their own dilemma. I mean, talking about eating your own. Now we're going to the other side. Check this out, right? It just sucks that men win everything. He's not a man. He doesn't consider himself a man. Boy, I love this. This is actually kind of poetic justice, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know, I shouldn't be laughing about this, right? But it is that funny. You look at this stuff, so there was a comment that was deleted by, I guess her name is Mona Davids, a LaGuardia parent. She notified the school and the Department of Education's LGBTQ community liaison, who reported her. So the liaison reported her because they didn't like the comment the parent put up. They were very catty and negative comments about something so wonderful and positive, Miss Davids said. It was very alarming to me because, then why call it the king and queen? I don't know. Call it the prom reps. Right? And I don't know. The best of, the top two, whatever. Because, I mean, realistically, it's not king and queen. The one who identified as male or boy got the king, which would make sense in the English language. But the one who didn't identify as a female got the queen. Is that fair to all the girls that try really hard to get that position? Seriously? So make it the best of the top two, the best of the top three. It's very confusing. Prom king Kristen Mattis responded to the backlash by defending Matthew. In June 2016, people are being terrorized. I love this. For their gender, race, and ethnicity. No, they're being terrorized because they're not Muslim. That's why they're being terrorized. I don't know. Whoops. Yeah, it. I don't know. We're not teaching these kids right. There's about a 5 second lag in everything I do. Well, and that's not old age, so stop it. Trump is about to be our president. The price of Jordans are ridiculous, and the government has the price of Jordans. Didn't they go out in the 70s? They're still around? Really? Wow. If I had only known, we'd be multi-gabillionaires. I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Rail Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you involved in the conversation. You have to be involved in the conversation. Otherwise, it gets pretty boring. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there on the website. And you know what? When you go up on my website, on the Real Side side, on the top right-hand corner, you can give me your email address. And when you give me your email address, all it does is it allows me to send you an email every week, let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. Anyhow, keep up. So, again, yeah, this is... This is what I was saying earlier. And again, I'm not making fun of these people. That I guess you can believe and feel and do anything you want to do. Nowadays, you know, I told you, it's a whole new meaning. When I was a kid, my mother used to say, when you grow up, you can be whatever you want to be. Well, apparently today you can be whatever you want to be. So, but the girls, you know, now they're complaining about it. Why shouldn't they? Change the name. If you're not in, see, this is where I get really confused with these groups. They're trying to get, there is no gender. It's gender fluid. You can be anything you want to be. But yet they will still want to maintain these male and female type of labels, king and queen. I mean, what about, how is that not male and female? Right? Where's the one that, I got to pull it up. There's one that somebody sent me that they basically want to get rid of Father's Day. I don't know if you heard about that. And let me get to it. Talk amongst yourselves while I find it. Because, you know, the thing is just so lightning fast now. Where is it? It's right here. Get rid of Dad's Day. That's what it was. And it was a Facebook post. I wonder if they still... You know, some of the stuff I go back and get later on, it's gone. So there was a post by this young lady. And she wanted to ban Father's Day. Do you know why they wanted to ban Father's Day? This is why all this stuff is just so screwed, for lack of a better term. Because it's so offensive to same-sex parents. Right? And single mothers. They want to stop the patriarchy, but it's okay to have Mother's Day. So why wouldn't that be offensive? I mean, I'm just not too swift. So I'd have to ask. Why is that so offensive? Well, why wouldn't that be offensive to same-sex parents? right? So these are where all these things come together, where somebody believes that, that the gender references are all wrong. The other day with it's no more the breastfeeding thing, right? It's not normal. You can't call it normal anymore because it's not inclusive of gender neutral people. So apparently we have to change all the terminologies, all the normalities, all the things we consider normal, like breastfeeding, for a very small group of people who are out of the mainstream, if you would. Right? But that doesn't hurt anybody. That doesn't bother anybody. That's okay. That's normal. We're supposed to say everything's fine with that. It's not. It really isn't. Because then it starts crap like this. Banning Father's Day because it's offensive to the same. Now tell me there isn't a message here, right? You got to ban Father's Day because it's offensive to same-sex parents, but not Mother's Day. That's okay. Right? Really, makes absolutely no sense. And it's why we can't get into it. Why we can't get into it with you. Why what you're selling doesn't feel good, taste good, want to be good, anything good. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I'm trying to get either an assemblyman, a state assemblyman or a state senator on from California. They passed an abundance of those California gun laws today. And I heard the moan. And they're going to make it impossible, next to impossible, for you to get a gun in the state of California. Or you'll be able to get a gun, you just won't be able to get any ammunition for it in any way. And... Well, I've had three people ask us to move to Texas. None of them are daughters, so that's a good sign. Although, it'd be nice to knock on our door someday, just really freak her out. Hi, we've come. Where do we sleep? That'd make her crazy. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time. Now, you know, I know it's been beat to death. I don't really care at this point, though. The Benghazi scandal. I am so tired of hearing from the Dems that nothing. We've learned absolutely nothing new, that nothing's come out of it. Really? Where did we find out about Hillary's... Whoops. I hate when I do that. Where did we find out about Hillary's email server? Huh? You just talking? Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Oh. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Now, where do we find out this stuff from Benghazi? Where did we find, where do we find out about her emails and what she was doing? Does anybody care? So Democrats, both on and off the House Select Committee on Benghazi, skewed the 800-page report, or I should say skewered the 800-page report, made public on Tuesday by the panel Republicans for presenting no new facts about September 11th. Aside from questioning 81 witnesses that had never before been interviewed by congressional investigators, the Select Committee reviewed thousands of previously undisclosed documents, drew new conclusions about the administration's handling of the terror attack. We've learned a lot about that day. We've learned a lot on what to do or not to do. And we learned about Hillary's email server, the thing that probably irritates them the most. I wonder how many other bullets they've dodged because we don't know what's going on. Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account and server was unknown to us, as I just said, right? Dozens of emails discussing the attack in Libya were hidden on that server. We didn't know about those. We didn't get those either. Including some that shed some light on how Clinton and her aides initially sought to take ownership of the Libyan invasion. Now, when news of Clinton's private email use first broke in March 2015, the Benghazi Committee seemingly entered a new, highly politicized phase. Her server scandal took off just as she was preparing to enter the presidential race, and then her buddies tried to cover up for her. Think about it. The Dems were trying to cover for her big time. They figured she was a shoe-in. right? The examination of Clinton's private emails led to the committee being, it was very quiet. Remember that? I mean, we heard some things about Benghazi. We heard some things that the committee was doing. But I don't think anybody really gave it a whole bunch of notice. Now, a divisive political operative who was barred from working on the Obama administration, Sidney Blumenthal, provided unvetted intelligence to the Clintons. So she's getting information from somebody, very highly classified information she's getting over a private server system. Now Sidney was trying to help cultivate business relationships or business relations in those areas, including Libya. Blumenthal appeared before the committee in June of 2015, where his commercial dealings and potential conflicts of interest were questioned in a closed-door interview. At issue was the fact that a partisan figure had a direct line to the secretary. But that doesn't happen. You know, she's such a person of integrity. I don't know why this is bothering us. Right? She's never told the truth. She never... That was a... See, I got ahead of myself in that one. She has always lied to us. Let's just put it that way. Since the mid-70s when she started her life in public service, she's always lied to us. She's had a life of lying in the public arena. Now, Blumenthal we didn't know anything about until we started uncovering all these emails, right? The Select Committee revealed Clinton herself was set to visit Libya weeks after September 11 attack, a plan that was scrapped after the Benghazi raid. That scheduled trip was one of many instances that highlighted the State Department's severe misreading. I mean, she was the head of the State Department, right? She should have known this was going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule.
Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
To the real side of GCN Live. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat, I was just talking to somebody about the music today. And, okay, so what's wrong with 70s music? Yeah, it was what I'm familiar with anyway. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I know it's, like I said, I know it's been beaten to death. I'm just touching on it. I'm not going to hang out here. But I'm tired of hearing the Dems say that we've learned absolutely nothing new from the Benghazi report. You know, I hate to say this to them, but you've got to read it. Right? You got to read it. And read it wanting to understand it. Now what a preconceived notion is as to, A, what it says, or what it should say. Now, Stevens had journeyed to Benghazi to work on a deliverable for Clinton's opening trip, or upcoming trip, I should say. His work on that deliverable involved preparing a proposal to turn the temporary diplomatic compound in Benghazi into a permanent one. We had just begun the process of developing a political rationale for having a permanent post in Benghazi, Hicks testified. The report said the State Department discussion on Benghazi's deteriorating security situation earlier in 2012 framed outbreaks of violence as anomalies. Got the tongue and the lip are not working today. Now, as officials forged ahead with a plan to establish a diplomatic presence in coastal Libyan city. Now, the more and more I read about this, and the more and more I find out what was going on at the time around there, even the Brits had pulled out. We were pretty much among the only ones left there. But even the Brits had pulled out. Now, the Select Committee discovered a group that most U.S. governmental personnel did not even know existed. And they helped the Americans trapped at the CIA annex that escaped on the morning of September 12th. Now, the group, ironically, it had ties to the former Gaddafi regime. Right? The very regime that Mr. Obama there helped bring down. The report credited that group, which was affiliated with the deposed dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, with sparing dozens of lives. I wonder if they would have done that if they had known that our response would have been nil. I wonder if they would have put it, you know, because some of them I'm thinking were thinking, in my mind anyhow, they were thinking that, look, hey, if we don't do something with this, if we don't step in, if these Americans lose lives in this, they're going to come down on us like a rain of fire. I don't think they really understood we weren't going to do jack. Now, the Libyan military intelligence, as the group was known, arrived with a motorcycle of 50 vehicles, or I'm sorry, motorcade of 50 vehicles to transport the State Department and the CIA personnel under siege at the annex to the airport where they could be evacuated to Tripoli. Some of those vehicles were fitted with machine guns. Others had secure fixtures that would not allow, or that would allow the fleet to escape with the Americans while taking fire. Well, the CIA agent in question had contacted the Libyan military intelligence for help after receiving a referral from a helpless contingent of local police officers. And they had been tapped to secure the annex. Couldn't do it. I mean, you don't realize how much fire was coming in around them. Right? Now, the State Department was so focused on cultivating relationships, on being the first to show how strong we were, how much we had changed things by not fighting. Right? They wanted to be that first one. And they didn't pay any attention to the security of those men and women. They didn't pay any attention to the security of Americans there. And I could, you know, we could go on and on with this. But the bottom line is we did find out new things. We did find out what we did wrong. We did find out, one of the things we hadn't found out yet is according to Obama and was it Petraeus? They said they gave the order for our military to go, and somehow it got blocked. Nobody knows where or how, but it got blocked. Anyway, like I say, always a pleasure to have you on board. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. I want you to give me your email address so I can send you a weekly update as to who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. Now, for weeks after the Benghazi attack, the administration attempted to link the violence to a relatively peaceful protest in Cairo, which happened hours before the attack on the compound. But one had nothing to do with the other. They had a twist and turn. They had to do all kinds of things to try to make it come together. They couldn't do it. So let me see. And we'll blame it on don't forget the video. See, that's the thing I don't understand. Why? And I know some good, solid Democrats. Sane people. I like being around. They're good. They're good people. And I don't understand, why they'll read this. See, this is not the Republican stuff. This is just real, simple truth. They read the fact that she sent her daughter an email that same night that she knew, that they knew it was a planned terrorist attack. Planned. But then she lied to everybody. She lied to the parents of those people that were killed. Americans that were killed, that were slaughtered there. And it seems like they're okay with that. Most of the people leaving are okay with that. They have to. See, if you accept it, then you're okay with it. It's not that you're letting it go. I had a friend of mine who I consider somewhat bright. Right? She said they all lie. Joe, they all lie anyhow. Well, that's not true. It's not true that we have to accept it. And they shouldn't all lie to us. It's okay to say, I can't tell you, I prefer not to tell you, it's not okay to lie to us. Anyhow. Yeah, I've got all the crazy stuff you guys sent me during the week, which I think is just great. So you want to know why the Brits left the EU? You want to know some of the crazy stuff that was going on? We hate to be... we are told everything on what to do, what to wear, what kind of stuff should be... what kind of chemicals we can have in our product, all this other stuff. Well, the EU recently banned... or the EU bans claim that water can prevent dehydration. I know, that doesn't sound right. So the EU is banning the claim. You can no longer claim that water can prevent dehydration. Come on, let that sink in. So they definitely don't have freedom of speech, right? So even if the Brits say they want the doctors to prescribe more water to people to stop dehydration, the EU then comes out and says, no, you can't do that. Because you can't make the claim that water will prevent dehydration. What do you think of that? Wouldn't you want to get away after that? Now, the Brussels bureaucrats were ridiculed yesterday after banning drink manufacturers from claiming that water can prevent dehydration. Then what's it for? Why would you have it? What do you need it for? Just washing hands, I guess, or something like that? EU officials concluded that following a 3-year investigation, there was no evidence to prove that the previously undisputed fact. Producers of bottled water are now forbidden by law from making the claim and will face a 2-year jail sentence. Well, at least they're not going to get fined $250,000 for not use. Right? At least they're not going to get fined. What is it? If you don't call Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn, or Miss, or her, in New York City, you fined up to $250,000. What? Well, this is the EU. This is what the complaint has been from many of these people over the years, is that they come up with the craziest stuff, and they force it back down on the EU member countries. So this is not just... remember, when they make an edict, all 27 other countries have to fall in line. They're like the supremo being when it comes to how you run your country. And they're not even elected. Right? So the other night, the critics claimed that the EU was at odds with both science and common sense. Conservative MEP Roger Helmer said, "This is stupidity at its best. The euro is burning, the EU is falling apart, and yet here we are, these highly paid bureaucrats." And he called them highly paid pensioned officials, worrying about the obvious qualities of water. I mean, I would love to know. We'll go into this a little deeper on the other side. Oh, we won't. I'm going to let it go. You're going to have to find it up on the website later on. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour.